session, I will speak about data acquiring of small molecules using LC-MS analysis. You are already familiar with MassLeak software. This is our main window from called MassLinks. From this window, you open other windows that you need for data acquiring. And from this window, you give command to your analysis which parts to use for mass spectrometer, for liquid chromatography part unit, and also you give information where is the bottle of your sample placed into the tray in sample manager. First of all, when you want to acquire small molecules, you have to open sample list. I will open sample list that mass spec facility staff is using when we analyze small molecules for you. So I will open small molecules. When you come to the bottom of the sample list, you select the last line, right click, and then you add number of samples, can be one or more, it depends how many samples do you have. I will just say one for the moment, and then again you have to give the file name. We strongly recommend to give the file name, to start the file name with initial of your supervisor. Then in the case of mass spec facility staff, we use service number. This is something that you don't have. Your name or initials and the name of your sample. In the file text, you can write whatever you want, but in this case, you have to keep in mind that whatever you will write in file text column, it will appear in your spectrum. Mass spec file, you can choose here, so you have several options here. If you are going to acquire data in the positive ion mode, in this case, right click, you browse, and you have a range of files that you can use. If it's positive ion mode, then small molecule service is the file one. We will say open, and it will be here. If it's negative ion mode, then small molecule service negative is the file that you choose. You have to choose. In that file for small molecule data acquiring, it's called small molecule service, and there is no, for the moment, alternative for this. Bottle, this is the position of your vial in the tray of sample manager. We have two trays, so it can be tray one column, and then the number on which position your vial is placed. In the column inject, you can give the number of microliters that you want to inject on the column. What your sample is more concentrated, the volume should be smaller. If your sample is relatively diluted, which we strongly suggest to keep diluted samples in order not to overload the column, then the number of microliters that you will inject can vary from 5 to 10 microliters. MSTune file is the last column, and in case of negative ion mode, then you will choose LC-MS negative. And in the case of positive ion mode, then you will choose just LC-MS. And that's all. Your sample is prepared for analysis. When you do the data acquiring of small molecules in this instrument, first of all, you have to use this main mass length window that is used to for giving command to your analysis and telling the instrument which files to use during the analysis. On this main window of mass links, you have shortcuts to other windows which are relevant for data acquisition. First of all, here is MSTune window. It flashes with the image of mass spectrometer because this is the window that controls mass spectrometry part of the instrument. In this window, you have to do two things. First of all, you have to put the instrument into the operational state. Color will change here from yellow to green. And here on the bottom of this page, it will be written operate. Second thing you have to do, you have to go into fluidics and you have to start to spray your reference compound. This is high resolution mass spectrometer and you have to have a reference compound that will be sprayed all the time when your sample will be sprayed. This reference compound in this case is called leucine and cephaline and has molecular weight of 556.2771. Good practice is to refill this bar here, shows how full the syringe is inside of mass spectrometer with leucine and cephaline. We can see here that it's nearly empty. So good practice is to say, refill the syringe. Once, when the syringe is refilled, you can say start infusion. And the big peak of leucine and cephaline around 500 mmol/Z will appear. This is this peak here. If intensity of the peak is below E on 3, please contact us. Because that indicates that something is not quite right on the instrument. If it's E on 4 or E on 5, then everything is okay and the intensity of this peak is strong enough. When you do these two things, you can minimize the MSQ window and you can go into inlet method window. Into inlet method window, you have to select the method you want to use, and in case of small molecules, you go into small molecule service method. There are basically three files which are called small molecule service, and three files which are called small molecule service long. This is different method. So any of these three files, you can click small molecule service, you say open and you selected your method which is appear here on the top of the window. But you haven't started to run this method yet until you click onto this button here that says load method. Once when you click on this, the pumps will start working. This pump on light will be on. And after that, you can minimize this window as well. The last window that you have to open for data acquisition before the data acquisition is called mass spec console window. And this window we use for control. If you click on the system binary solvent manager, you will see here the delta value. This delta value represents the difference in pressures in the different parts of the instrument. When this delta value drops to the value below 100, then it's safe and it's okay for you to start your data acquiring. We can see that this value is still pretty high, but while this is happening, you can minimize this window and prepare your command line for number of samples that you have. I already did this for this sample that I have. So this is my sample name. This is the name of the compound that we want to analyze, and it will appear in my spectrum. This is the method which I want to use, small molecule service in positive ion mode. Inlet method is also small molecule service, positive ion mode. LC-MS is also positive ion mode. Inlet method is irrelevant if you do positive or negative ion mode, it's always the same one. But mass spec file, so tune file that controls mass spectrometer, and mass spec tune file, they both have to be set for positive or negative polarity. When it's positive polarity, then it's written just LC-MS. When it's negative, it's usually written negative. So we go back to mass spec console. You see that the delta value is below 100, so everything is okay. You can select your analysis and start the run. So in this session, I'm going to explain how to process data for LC-MS of small molecules. On the screen here, you can see chromatogram. This is total ion count for all your ions. And in the middle of this chromatogram, you can nicely see the peak that indicates where your compound of interest came out from the column and where it was detected. When you want to see what is behind this chromatogram in mass spectrum, you combine with the right mouse, right click, area above this peak, and now spectrum window will appear automatically. As I know that my expected molecular weight is 5 to 7, and I acquired this data in positive ion mode, I know that my peak is this 5 to 8. So how I'm going to process the data? We are going to tools. We select elemental composition. Glitter window will appear. You click on a peak of your desired ion, and with the right mouse, and say okay. When you do that, the new window will appear, and when you go into process, set parameters. Here are some parameters that you have to set. Maximum ppm error for small molecules, mass spec analysis has to be 5 ppm. Sometimes this error is bigger, and this is what you have to check when you process your data. The reason that is bigger, it can be that instrument is not properly calibrated, but you can also improve ppm by searching individual masses of ions into your chromatogram. I'll show you how to do that. So you go into symbol parameters, and here you add your your chemical formula. So you specify number of carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, and oxygen. In this case, in this example that I choose for you. If you have some other, if you have chlorine, then you choose chlorine, select, and here you can write the number of ions that this molecule maximally can contain. So when you selected this, you say okay, and here it appear your mass, your measured mass, your calculated mass, the difference in Dalton between these two masses, and your error in ppm. As you can see, this is 1.7 ppm, which is acceptable error for any kind of publication, for any kind of publication that it could be used. You can always check here, is this number of atoms in agreement with the formula that you specified in set parameters. So once when you have these results, you want to get them into PDF format. In order to get this in the PDF format, you go File, Print Results, you choose here Microsoft Print to PDF, and you say okay. Give the name of your file, save it, and you have your data ready for you. That would be all in this session.